With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. At least two people are reported dead due to wildfires in southern New Mexico. About 5,000 residents left Ruidoso, about 180 miles south of after the uncontained South Fork fire burned over 16,000 acres, and the Salt fire burned at least 7,000. The fires have destroyed roughly 1,400 homes and structures, both 0% contained. A heat wave continues in the Midwest and Northeast.
Meteorologists say temperatures in the mid-80s, high 90s, and triple digits in some places, sticking around through at least Saturday, and the heat index adding even more fuel to the fire for some, like Anne-Laure Bonhomme.
The humidity is pretty insane, but yeah.
She was taking friends on a New York City tour where the high was 85. Rob Garduno, a tourist from California, says he and his family traded one heat wave for another.
We all have hats. Right, so we keep blocking from the sun. Number two, we stay hydrated.
Officials urge people to limit outdoor activity in this heat. Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNnews.com, there's some good news about gas prices.
The price of gas has dropped about 14 cents in a month. The national average for a gallon of gas today is about $3.45 a gallon. A month ago, it was $3.59, says the AAA. Of course, that's an average. The highest prices tend to be in the West. It's $4.82 a gallon on average in California. The lowest prices are in the Midwest and the South. It's $2.94 in Arkansas. I'm Rita Foley.
Louisiana now the first state to require that the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom. Republican Governor Jeff Landry signed the bill mandating the displays. This is SRN News. The Biden administration is trying to send a Texas doctor to jail.
Ethan Haim, a surgeon at Children's Hospital in Houston, leaked information to journalist Christopher Rufo that sex change operations were being carried out there on children, even after officials said they had stopped. The Justice Department says Dr. Haim violated privacy laws and has now unsealed an indictment that could land him in jail for up to 10 years. Critics say the charges are designed to intimidate whistleblowers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The doctor did not release personal information about patients. The Oklahoma State Supreme Court rejects the State Board of Education's attempt to determine which books are available in public school libraries. The court found Board of Education rules approved last year, which include bans on pornographic and sexualized content in books for small children, violate state law. This is SRN News. Major League Baseball legend Willie Mays dies at the age of 93.
Willie Mays was a catch, which must have been an optical illusion to a lot of people.
Jack Brickhouse calling Willie Mays' over-the-shoulder catch that became baseball's most celebrated defensive feat. Mays' family and the San Francisco Giants have announced the Say Hey Kid has died. Exuberant and electrifying on the field, he hit more than 600 home runs and had more than 3,000 hits in his Hall of Fame career. President Barack Obama awarded him the Medal of Freedom in 2015. His son Michael Mays says his father passed away peacefully and among loved ones Tuesday afternoon. I'm Ben Thomas.
A growing number of Democrats plan to skip Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Congress. Senator Elizabeth Warren said that she will boycott it. Senator Bernie Sanders, Jim Clyburn, and a dozen other leftist lawmakers have also announced they will not attend. More details at SRNnews.com.